One of the wonderful aspects of our life is that everything changes. And one of the most difficult aspects of our life is that everything changes. And the difficulty often manifests itself in our reaction to the way it's changing, to when it's changing, to how it's changing, for whom it's changing. And the difficulty, if I say it more, is manifested in our reactions about, sometimes we don't even notice anything but our reactions. Despite the fact that both the ongoing changing is exactly our life, and our actions and reactions are the most intimate and also sometimes the most pernicious, depending upon how we manifest them, how we get caught up in them. They are our opportunities to truly be the wonderfulness of this life, to truly appreciate and taste this moment of forgetting self, or forgetting, as we say, self-centered thoughts and feelings and reactions that we want to hold on to. Their arising is just their arising, but what we do with them is our opportunity to enjoy, appreciate, live this moment, live, be this perfect way, be awakened by the way the universe manifests now, the light, the smell, the bodily experience, the inside-outside senses, and the whole world. Or to react with, I want to escape from this. I don't want this. This isn't fair. This shouldn't happen. See, that's where we refuse to be the perfect way, or we refuse to be the way it is, but rather to want to assert it shouldn't be this way. And then wonder why we're feeling so tight and upset after we've gone around and around about this isn't the way it should be. I've ordered it otherwise. It's their fault. It's his fault. If only. And we fail to notice this, if I say it this way, this freedom of the moment, the unhinderedness of being just as we are. And we then do all sorts of things which if we notice them, we would be very easily not taking in by it. That's why when we speak of practice, it's very simple. Being just this moment. Or it's very difficult because we're entangled, or as we say, caught in self-centered stories. We're caught, and it's always in the specifics for us to notice, what am I caught in right now? What am I believing right now? What am I rejecting? Which of the 10,000 ways the universe manifests as this body, mind, and all the beings that share this universe with me, do I want to fight with right now, rather than allowing myself to be awakened by this? That's our opportunity. Our freedom, if I say it that way. Or it's our time when we want to impose conditions on how this should be, how he, she should be. No matter how much we want to say, use fancy words like this very moment is the Buddha, or all beings are the Buddha, or other things like that, we insist on fighting that. We refuse this moment awakening. And what's important is not to try to make it happen, but to notice for ourselves how we're refusing it, so that we can, for a moment, respond to that. Respond to, if we use a general word, likes and dislikes. Respond to the insistence of what this means and what this doesn't mean. In Sesshin, I spoke a little about the Genjo Koan, and I want to bring up the last phrases of the Genjo Koan. I know I brought them up in Sesshin, but I bring it up again now. Genjo Koan, for those of you who don't remember, is by Dogen Zenji, Zen Master Dogen. Priest Pouche of Makushan was fanning himself. A monk approached and asked, "Sir, the nature of wind is permanent, and there's no place it doesn't reach. Why then must you still fan yourself?" "Although you understand the nature of wind is permanent," says Fauci, "you do not understand the meaning of its reaching everywhere." The monk asked, "What is the meaning of its reaching everywhere?" The master just fanned himself. The monk bowed with deep respect. In a way, this is very simple and straightforward. You hear all these things about the nature, about being just this moment. So why if that's the way it is, why is there a need to make effort? Why is there a need to deal with all these difficulties? Doesn't feel that way. Doesn't feel, despite that I sat this morning, now I'm all upset about that. Or how dare him say that to me yesterday, and that's all I think about throughout the day. He said that to me. She did that. This is what's happening now. Right here is just as it is our opportunity to be who, what our life is. And yet there is our part to do. It's not to make something different. It's to see that the opportunity to fan myself, to practice what's called for right here, is actualizing the wind of our nature. Actualizing means to make it for what it always is. Make it for what it is right now, which isn't something static or abstract, but it's the very function of being just this moment. Being is active. It's living the life right here. It's not me and life as two different things, but me living this life right here with all the other beings that I encounter. Otherwise, we hold on to likes, dislikes, self, not self, reactions. You could use big words like delusions, delusive mind, discrimination thoughts. All of these arise if we hold on to them and believe them. Otherwise, they're just more wind in the air. There's no problem if we don't tie ourselves to them. And when they appear, those are the exact times when we have the opportunity to manifest this life, this wind that extends everywhere, that is who and what our life is right here, right now. Thank you.